2014年安徽省普通高中学业水平测试模拟试卷
三，英语试题，听力部分。
一，关键词语选择。听下面五个句子，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出你所听到的单词或短语。每个句子读两遍。
Number one, we're looking forward to winning a gold medal in the game. We're looking forward to winning a gold medal in the game.
Number two, did you keep your promise to buy a present for her? Did you keep your promise to buy a present for her?
Number three,I really can't put up with what he said. I really can't put up with what he said.
Number four. Charles Dickens was most famous for his novels. Charles Dickens was most famous for his novels.
Number five.Xiao Ming is asking the police officer for some help. Xiao Ming is asking the police officer for some help.
Two, 短对话理解。听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C。三个选项中选出一个最佳选项，每段对话读两遍。
Number six, can I help you?
Yes, I want to borrow two novels and an English-Chinese dictionary.
Can I help you?
Yes, I want to borrow two novels and an English-Chinese dictionary.Number seven. Did you send all the invitations today?
I sent 10 of them today, and I will send 5 tomorrow.
Did you send all the invitations today?
I sent 10 of them today, and I will send 5 tomorrow. Number eight.Excuse me, officer, which bus should I take to go to the university?
Take the number 13 and get off at Church Street.
I think I'd prefer to walk. I never take number 13 buses. Excuse me, officer, which bus should I take to go to the university?
Take the number 13 and get off at Church Street.
I think I'd prefer to walk. I never take number 13 buses.Number nine. I wonder if Mary will really come at 7 as she said.
Don't worry about it. Her word is as good as gold.
I wonder if Mary will really come at 7 as she said.
Don't worry about it. Her word is as good as gold. Number ten.I'd like to have that coat, but I haven't got enough money.
Shall I lend you some?
I'd like to have that coat, but I haven't got enough money.
Shall I lend you some?
Three, 长对话和独白理解。听下面三段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第十一至十三小题。
Look, it's snowing.
Yes, but it's terribly cold today. I'm glad I have my overcoat on.
There is ice on the lake, too. We'll be able to go skating this weekend.
Not if it's too windy. Come on, let's go back. I'm feeling very cold.
You'll just have to learn to like it. The weather in Ottawa will be like this for the next 3 months.
Yes, I know, but I wish it were shorter here.
Look, it's snowing.
Yes, but it's terribly cold today. I'm glad I have my overcoat on.
There is ice on the lake, too. We'll be able to go skating this weekend.
Not if it's too windy. Come on, let's go back. I'm feeling very cold.
You'll just have to learn to like it. The weather in Ottawa will be like this for the next 3 months.
Yes, I know, but I wish it were shorter here.
听下面一段对话，回答第14至16小题。
How are you, Mrs. Brandon?
Very good. How are you doing?
Not so good. I lost my job today.
I'm sorry to hear that.
How are your students doing?
They are very nervous about their final test.
I remember you gave us a hard final test in my first year of college. Many of us failed. But I really learned a lot from you. You see...I can speak very good English.
Thank you for saying so.
How are you, Mrs. Brandon?
Very good. How are you doing?
Not so good. I lost my job today.
I'm sorry to hear that.
How are your students doing?
They are very nervous about their final test.
I remember you gave us a hard final test in my first year of college. Many of us failed. But I really learned a lot from you. You see, I can speak very good English.
Thank you for saying so.
听下面一段独白，回答第17至20小题。
Li Hua is my best friend. We were both born in Shanghai. But now I live in Beijing, and he lives in Xi'an. We don't see each other very often, but we're in touch all the time. I often write to him and tell him about all the things that are happening in my company. I'm the office manager here.And he often writes to me about his work at his hospital. He's a doctor there. We talk on the phone once a week, either on Saturday or Sunday morning. There are also other ways we communicate with each other. Sometimes I call him on his phone, and we send emails to each other. In this new age of communication, we can keep in touch wherever we are. Li Hua is my best friend. We were both born in Shanghai.But now I live in Beijing, and he lives in Xi'an. We don't see each other very often, but we're in touch all the time. I often write to him and tell him about all the things that are happening in my company. I'm the office manager here. And he often writes to me about his work at his hospital. He's a doctor there. We talk on the phone once a week, either on Saturday or Sunday morning. There are also other ways we communicate with each other.Sometimes I call him on his phone, and we send emails to each other. In this new age of communication, we can keep in touch wherever we are.